This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's do it. The 5 hour KM to AM.
I'm back. I feel like I am here. I'm not here briefly. Then I'm right back here. A lot of shows, different times. Let's try to have a good time tonight. The baseball teams, they stressed us out. You know, I had a quick show last night talking about how New York baseball is cruel and unusual punishment. But you got to turn the page. We take it day by day, game by game, series by series, week to week, month to month. And there's not that many weeks and months left. We are halfway through the dog days. And dog, they're getting dog walked. The Mets and the Yankees together, but the Yankees can't hurt us tonight, and the Mets are a few minutes away from redeeming themselves. Yes, a chance at redemption, win the series. Kodai Senga pitch into the fifth inning, clean. Offense, come alive. Please, please, we need it. We need it. I'm listening to some of the calls to Positive Tommy, who was just on. I'm sorry, I'm negative Keithy right now. I'm negative, but I told you months ago, I don't think either one of these teams are winning anything this year. I don't think that they're built to win a championship. There were flaws that we saw, obvious flaws that we saw from spring training, and then injuries happen. And let's start with the Mets because, you know, the Mets are going to come on, and I'm sure any Met fan is going to be watching the game or listening to Howie Rose and those guys on Odyssey Mets radio call the game. They absolutely have to win this game. You can't lose to the Braves. Last night was rock bottom. Last night was the worst loss of the year. What a joke. A 9-run inning. Reed Garrett giving up a grand slam. David Peterson, who you think is supposed to be the ace, the guy that has pitched a complete game this year, who has given you length. He can't throw strikes. Too many walks. They got to pull him. And after a 2-hour rain delay, blame it on the rain. You know, these pitchers are creatures of habit. If you want to make excuses for David Peterson, you could say maybe he was thrown off a little bit. It got late. But it's just not good enough, and it hasn't been good enough. And everybody is talking about this Mets rotation, this Mets pitching staff. And yeah, you built a super pen, David Stearns, but your plan for these starters has blown up in your face. 888-808-1019. And that's why it's hard for me to see this Mets team competing in the National League. That's hard for anyone to envision Because you know when you get to the postseason, you need a game one, two starters, guys that can go deep into the game, be lights out. You got to preserve the pen. And I don't see it. Who are they pitching? You know, they're making moves like moving Frankie Montas into the bullpen. Scott Boris, what a scam. What a waste of money that guy was. But he fit David Stern's mentality of not signing pitchers long-term. This is a veteran pitcher, short-term deal that he'll take. Yeah, we'll pay him. Sean Manaea, I don't know if he needs to get his elbow fixed. I don't know what it is. He does not look like the guy he was last year. You can't rely on him. And that was a guy that you relied on in the postseason. They got to get him right. Kodai Senga was an all-star a couple years ago. He got hurt and hasn't been the same since he's been back. Big night for Kodai Senga. David Peterson was an all-star this year. It's just all fall down. It's all broken down on the Mets. It sucks. And I'm usually ready to troll the Mets and say, it's just the same old Mets. But no, I'm in Yankee Stadium last night, and they're up 6-0. I'm like, picking up where they left off. Pete Alonso, 252, 253, 254, you know, 13 runs, 6 homers. Juan Soto hits a homer. It's not a solo shot. They go up 6-0 off of Carlos Cookie Carrasco, and I'm thinking the Mets are about to cruise. They're about to cruise to a victory, and then they hit rock bottom. That's the worst loss of the year. 11 unanswered runs. It's something that you can't wrap your head around. It's like they lift you up to the highs of highs and drop you on your neck to the lows of lows, but got to turn the page. They've lost so many games in this stretch. Got to get a win. Winning cures all. And, you know, I thought about it last night when I was in here and I was off no sleep. And I'm like, I guess, you know, the only way is up. Rock bottom, a 6-0 lead, you got to win that game. You know, they've blown 5-0 leads, 5-1 leads. You got to win those games. But the Yankees, in the same regard, have done the same thing. The Yankees in Miami going up 6-0, going up 9-4, losing those games. I don't feel confident in the Yankees either. I mean, I told you last Friday when they pitched Devin Williams, I was off the roller coaster. Because to me, it just felt like the Yankees rather be right than do the right thing. The Yankees rather stick to the script than feel out the game, the stadium, the fan base, their own pitcher who had no confidence in Devin Williams. They rather force Devin Williams into that game after he blew 2 games in Texas that same week. So I said, I'm done. I'm off the ride. I'll tell you when I'm off the ride. I was officially off the ride Friday, and I'm still off the ride. When I say I'm off the ride, am I going to watch the games? Yes, that's my job, and that's my team. I'm going to watch the games and root for them to win, but I don't believe. I don't believe. So we've reached this point where I think both Mets fans and Yankee fans, with the high expectations going into this year, you know, $340 million Met payroll, $310 million, whatever it is, over $300 million, 2 of the top 3 payrolls in baseball, we're expecting these teams to be able to get back to the World Series, back to the National League Championship Series. They both had good leads in first place, a 7-game lead, a 5-game lead. And now we are literally just hoping to be the last wild card. It's not good enough. Unacceptable. Not good enough. When you have guys on your team like Aaron Judge, when you have guys on your team like Juan Soto, Francisco Lindor, Cody Bellinger, Brandon Nimmo, you know, even a guy like Mark Vientos, what a letdown. You thought Mark Vientos this year was going to be a 30 home run guy. You thought Juan Soto, as clutch as we've seen him be, slow heartbeat, right? A guy that when the moment comes, he doesn't shrink in the moment. He has shrunk in the moment time and time again. And the Yankees have shrunk in the moment. I'm at the game last night. Joe Ryan on the mound. You knew the script. An elite pitcher on the mound against the New York Yankees. He's going to shove. These guys are going to be looking for walks. These guys are going to be looking at strikes. They can't manufacture runs. They can't put the ball in play. You know what I'm saying? They can't do what the Twins did to the Yankees when Yerry De Los Santos entered the game. And you know what? Santos has been good. I just this week was talking about, hey, Yuri, he's been sneaky good. I think the Yankees and their script, you know, they tried to put him out there back-to-back nights, and it didn't work. But I'm not ready to fire Aaron Boone. Also, that fire Aaron Boone night Tuesday, that never happened. I'm not ready to fire Aaron Boone over the decision. He didn't get it done. He got hit. And credit to the Minnesota Nice Guy Twins. They gave us the first 2 games, and I felt like, again, blame it on the rain. Mother Nature, she didn't want that game to be played, but it did get played. I felt like the Yankees kicked up in the clubhouse. They put their feet up, and they said, we took the series already. You know, whatever. If these guys lay down, we'll sweep them, but we don't have to impose our will. Solo shot, that's it? A Cody Bellinger solo shot? It's not going to do it. How many times have you watched the Yankees live and die by the home run? It's not good enough. In the postseason, you're going to face ace-type pitchers like Joe Ryan. Last night, I asked you, you guys want to see Tarek Skubal? You guys want to see Framber Valdez? You guys want to see Hunter Brown? You guys want to name any of these? Look at the starting pitchers of the Toronto Blue Jays, or even the guys that the Mariners that are coming to town this weekend for the Mets. You guys want to dance with those guys? No, you don't. No, you don't, because this team is feast or famine. They can beat up some randoms coming out of the bullpen in the first two games for the Twins, but when it's time to show up to complete the sweep, sweep them so I know it's real. I knew it wasn't real. 888-808-1019. So where I am, yeah, it sounds negative. I don't believe in either one of these teams. I'm ready for some football. Last night I was like, man, I would love to see the Browns versus Jaguars on Thursday Night Football tonight. And we're going to get there soon. We're going to get there real soon. Football is going to enter our lives where if these guys don't get their acts right, who's going to care? It's just going to be less and less. Because, yeah, there's the core diehard fans. They know they've got you. They know you're going to go to the ballpark. And you should go to the ballpark. I've been talking about go get your bobbleheads. Go enjoy the weather. Go enjoy the camaraderie of the fan base and the season ticket holders that sit in your section or the people that you go to the games with, the familiar faces that you only see at your ballpark. Go enjoy that. But, like, don't put your heart into this to the point where it's messing up your whole day. Don't be so invested in this Mets and Yankees product that is not it. You know, all these little things. With the Yankees last night, it wasn't just going to Yuri De Los Santos and he gets hit around and the Yankees can't recover from that. Late in the game, we're in the ballpark and we're screaming, where is Paul Goldschmidt? And some people start talking about Paul Goldschmidt and how when he went to foul territory to catch that pop-up, he slipped. And you could see he kind of, you know, his foot came from under him. He did something to his knee. But the Yankees, here we go with the Yankees. They don't tell anybody. They don't tell anybody until ball will find you. Ball don't lie. The game goes into a situation where Austin Wells has been dumpster juice. You got to pinch hit for him. People were calling for a Caballero. And you know what's funny? The way that baseball works, the baseball gods are cruel, man. Amed Rosario goes down. Austin Slater goes down. Two guys that you got at the deadline that hit lefties, right? The Twins bring a lefty out of ball. Like, you don't have the answer. You don't have the answer. So you go down meekly, softly, and then after the game, while everybody's upset, why didn't you pitch Goldschmidt? Oh, Goldschmidt's got to go on the IL. So then that opens up the question of, okay, who's coming up? Who's coming up? Yorbit Vivas? I guess. But I started banging the table again for Spencer Jones. It's August 14th. Once we get past the 15th, there is no worry about burning his rookie eligibility. Why can't Bellinger go to first base and Spencer Jones play in the outfield? You want to ignite the fan base? You want to add some buzz, generate some buzz energy with the fans, especially as the Yankees are about to go to St. Louis, and I think Aaron Judge is about to be back in the outfield. I don't want to see them play too much more with Stanton in the outfield, definitely not outside of Yankee Stadium. But you got to win these games. You just lost one to a team that you should have swept, a team that is not playing for anything, a team that couldn't wait to get out of New York. They're sitting in that rain delay. They can't wait to get to the plane. You let them beat you 4-1. Now you're going to St. Louis, and they're not that bad. And their fans show up, and I think they're going to compete. Every time the Yankees have gone to St. Louis, these last couple years, they lose games out there. St. Louis, they bring it when it's time to face the Yankees. So I don't know if you win that series. Then you've got two in your building in Tampa, at George M. Steinbrenner Field, and then you come home to face the Boston Red Sox for four, and they have smoked you. They have owned you all year. So it could get ugly quickly. Why not call up Spencer Jones? Why not have some urgency? And like I said, I'm not killing Boone for the De Los Santos because De Los Santos was good. But when you actually think about it, as we were thinking about it last night, and I thought about it all day, I'm like, you had other options. You had a rested bullpen. You had an off day. That's not urgency. And then even with Cam Schlittler, I was fine taking Cam out. It's his sixth start, 86 pitches. You know, I'm fine protecting the young guy. But I felt like we got to this point where it's like, okay, not so much scripts, analytics, lanes, pregame meetings. Let's feel out the game, right? I thought David Bednar was getting us there with, like, letting Bednar stay in the game. Can we go batter to batter? Can we let the young guy compete? Even with Rodon, right? When Rodon came out, kind of gave Boone the fist bump, and they walked down the steps and talked about it, then he came back out. Like, can we get to that point? Because there's not a lot of time left. There's not a lot of time left to lose games off of little decisions, lose games off of little mistakes. But the Yankees, they're so cavalier. The Yankees, they never have urgency. The math doesn't math to us. They don't think like us. I feel like the Yankees move like, you know, we're a lock. We're guaranteed to be in the postseason. We don't have to win a division. We're going to get right. We've got the softest schedule. Well, you know what? You're one of the softest teams in baseball, and so are the Mets. Nobody fears the Yankees. Nobody fears the Mets. They don't care about your payroll. They don't care about the contracts that some of your guys have. I think that's even more motivation for a team like the Marlins to knock you off. You know, you go to Milwaukee, the Met fan goes to Milwaukee, and the Mets go out there and get swept by the Brewers. They could have beat them all three games. They could have swept them. And the Brewers are rolling right now. Since July 7th, they have seven series sweeps. They've only lost four games. They're doing just fine without David Stearns. And David Stearns is a guy that is very accountable. You know, he meets the media. He talks about what's going on with the team. We need answers. We need answers. They're about to throw this young kid, McLean, out there Saturday against the Mariners, who the Mariners just went on a run. The Mariners have Cal Raleigh, Eugenio Suarez, who struggled, but I guarantee he gets right when he comes here. Like, it's not a guarantee that this young guy comes out here Saturday on Juan Soto bobblehead day and doesn't get rocked in the first, second, third inning, right? How many times through that Mariners lineup is this young guy going to be able to survive? So, you know, it's not going to get better until it gets better. I'm in here watching Kodai Senga right now. One on, two outs. I definitely got to lock in on this game. In an hour, John Harper will join us to talk Yankees and Mets. In 2 hours, Mike Sando will join us to talk about the QB tiers list. I've had him on the last couple years. You may have seen him. He's making his rounds. He writes the QB tiers for The Athletic as far as going through the tiers of quarterbacks in this league. I can't wait to find out where he views Justin Fields in year one as the Jets quarterback. I can't wait to see what he thinks about Russell Wilson in year one as the Giants quarterback and those guys at the top, the Josh Allens, Lamar Jacksons, Jalen Hurts, Patrick Mahomes. So we'll get the baseball conversation going first. We'll get into some football. The NBA schedules are out. We'll do a big shot of the night. Hopefully the Mets win and we can celebrate the win and fans can call in from the stadium, from the ballpark, talk about what they've seen. And then it's open mic the rest of the way. This is a 5-hour show, 5-hour sprint, streaming live on YouTube for the first time. I see you guys on the YouTube chat. I'm going to get with you during the break. If you want to watch the show, myself and C-Mac will be on tonight, WFAN overnight live on the WFAN YouTube channel. Go there now if you want to see us. But if you're in the car and you're just listening, that's fine. If you're old school and you just want to listen, that's fine. Dial 888-808-1019 if you want to talk to me. This is Keith McPherson on The Fan. We've got plenty to do tonight. Don't go anywhere because we're coming right back. And we're back. Working the kinks out with this new live feature. But good to be live. Keith McPherson on The Fan, another 5-hour KM to AM. Is that a double play? That's a double play. End of the first, scoreless in Flushing. The Mets strand two runners at the corners. Same problems. Runners in scoring position. Can't drive them in. It's tough, man. What I'll say is this is where I'm at. And, you know, the same way I say let people enjoy things, also let people hate things. Let people, at this point, you can't talk somebody into believing. You got to believe. You can't talk somebody into, oh, it's going to work out. Come on, man. Look at the American League. Let people hate. Let people enjoy. Let people fan. Be a fan how you want to be a fan. Use your own eyes and your own experience. That's where I've gotten to. My own eyes and experience. I watch baseball. I look at other teams. There are other teams that are managed better. There are other teams that have better guys in their rotation, in their lineup. There are other teams that, you know, it's not feast or famine as far as, you know, hitting home runs or nothing, or not being clutch, or, you know, it's crazy. The Mets lineup gets right and they can't pitch at all. Early in the year, the Mets pitching carried them. We were talking about Jeremy Hefner's pitching lab and Griffin Canning, and everybody was taking their turn from Tylor McGill. So, like, Frankie Montas wasn't back. Sean Manaea wasn't back. We're talking about Clay Holmes is working out, and it's a long baseball season. But, you know, something I keep citing is when you go to FanGraphs, if you do that, which I don't do it very often, but if you go to FanGraphs and you look at the team stats for hitting and you click average, and as we're in this time where all of these people are telling you that average doesn't matter, just look at the top teams in batting average. They're all either in first or battling for first. Toronto, Milwaukee, Houston, LA, Boston right behind them, Philly and Boston right neck and neck, team batting average at 253 and 254. You still need to hit. You still need to hit for average. So 888-808-1019, let's get to the phones and the calls and talk through this. I think it's probably going to be a lot of Yankee calls, like I said, because the Mets are on. But we'll do both, and then we'll talk to John Harper about both teams. As you know, it is kind of crazy how in sync both teams are. You know, even a couple nights ago, they both went down 1-0, and then they came back, and you know, two completely different losses last night. But you've seen the Mets lose a game 4-1. Michael Harris, foul ball. That looked like Michael Harris hit a homer. You've seen the Yankees blow 6-0 leads, and it's just crazy because they have way too much talent. Two teams that were in the final four of baseball last year and expected to go right back there, and they're not looking like it. But what I will say before we get into the calls, too, is, you know, for the glass half full people, it's baseball. It's unpredictable. You can't predict baseball. Anything can happen. You just got to get in. And it sucks that we're not really thinking that these teams are going to run away with the division at this point, and they had it at one point. That's another reason why I don't care when people are telling me, oh, look at the standings. You know, there were some Met fans saying a couple weeks ago when I got on and I said that the Yankees' struggles are shielding the Met struggles. There were some Met fans saying, well, we're in better shape than you. Well, what say you now? Misery loves company, but this is miserable. And the only thing that can change it is performance. So all of these guys got to perform better. It's right in front of them, literally. And anything can happen in baseball. Other teams can slump. Guys are going to get hurt. But maybe the starting pitchers perform better. Maybe these guys hit better. And maybe our fortunes change. But right now, I wouldn't bet a dollar on it. John in Maspeth on the Fan again. What's up, John?
What's up, good? What's up, Keith?
You know, watching this Met game, talking through these struggles of New York baseball, cruel and unusual punishment for
the fans.
Listen,
this troubles for now, but, you know, it's going to be singular soon. Once we call up Spencer Jones, baby.
Yeah, they won't.
Right now is time to call him up, you know? We got that 45-day window. I think it starts on Saturday where he can play the rest of the year out and keep his rookie eligibility next year.
Yeah, I would love to see it. I think it would provide a spark. I think he's ready. I know he can defend, and I know he can hit.
Yeah, this team's, you know, pretty serious now about putting out his best players. And we know, you know, it's why not give him a try, you know? Why not put him out there in center? Put Bellinger at first. We know Bellinger can play first.
Who's in left?
This team seems pretty much set on not playing Dominguez anymore, which is fine, you know, as long as we can, you know, go
ahead. I'm putting Spencer Jones in left field. Trent Grisham, they don't ever want to move him, because if they wanted to move him, he would have played left field over Alex Verdugo last year. But you're right as far as, like, they cut DJ LeMahieu. They cut Marcus Stroman. Jason Dominguez's time has diminished because we don't have time to waste with poor performance, with, you know, ground balls getting under DJ's glove, or the ball going over Dominguez's head.
Finally putting Devin Williams in the sixth inning, you know, and like
low leverage.
Exactly, you know, this is what we needed. We needed this team to start being serious about making adjustments and putting the best possible team out there. And you know, if this guy Goldschmidt's going to be on the IL, which seems like he is, you know, they like to put Ben Rice at catcher too. You know, they're starting to sit
Austin Wells, not good enough.
Exactly. So this is what we've needed. This is what we need to be seeing more of. And you know, I really hope they give this kid Spencer Jones a chance on Saturday. We see the Mets taking a chance on Nolan McLean, so why not bring up our guy?
Yeah, it's time. We're close enough to September. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. I don't believe the Yankees are going to do it. I don't believe the Yankees are going to call up Spencer Jones. I think it's the right thing. And similar with Nolan McLean, there's something about these guys who are paid $30, $40, $50 million a year that are going out there and stinking up the joint. There's something about them seeing a young guy coming in and making his debut, right? The Yankees just had it with Cam Schlittler. Now you kind of just look at Cam Schlittler like he's been here for a while. He made his sixth start last night. You kind of forget. He pitched well, too. Like, He had his stuff going. The Yankees let him down. The offense let him down. But there's something to be said about bringing in a Nolan McLean on Saturday and then everybody raising their game to not let that guy down, right? Let's pick this young kid up. We need help. Let's get it done with this young guy for his rookie debut. And same thing with Spencer Jones. As hyped of a prospect as he is, he's 24 years old. He absolutely crushed it with the Rail Riders. Send him. Send him. You're running out of bodies, but I just think they'll probably get through this weekend and the two-game set at Tampa. I don't know if they'll add Braden Shoemake or Yorbit Vivas. I don't think they want to call up Spencer Jones. But Ben Rice, you know, Ben Rice at first, it's tough because, you know, who will play first base now with Goldie down? Ben Rice has become your starting catcher, getting more time than Austin Wells. Now, like, see how Brian Cashman, I'm sorry, Brian Cashman, come to the front of the classroom. See how roster construction comes back to bite you. Depth comes back to bite you. David Stearns, you come up as well. Not enough depth. Not enough starting pitching depth. When we're in the dog days of August, it's getting tough here. Where, like, guys that aren't cutting it are going to be forced to play. So, you know, Ben Rice yesterday, got to make that scoop, man. Volpe makes that play. You got to be there. You got to be there. Volpe has cleaned his act up. Volpe is not the whipping boy anymore. Austin Wells is. Devin Williams had it for a little while. Now, Austin Wells is getting the booze. But, yeah, Volpe makes that play. Ben Rice, you got to scoop that. You've played enough at first base. You got to have it. But I know it's tough. The kid goes from, you know, calling games, squatting behind home plate, hitting, to now we're asking him to play first base. He's going to be asked to do that. Put Belly there. It makes too much sense to me. Put Belly at first base and call up Spencer Jones. And then if Judge can go this weekend, you have Judge in right, Trent Grisham in center. And then you have, you know what they're going to do. They're going to put Caballero out there, who the first time they put him out in right field, he ran past the ball. Ahmed Rosario's down. Austin Slater's down. We'll see how it shakes out. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Stony Brook next on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. Thanks for taking the call.
You got it.
You were talking about batting average before, and the Yankees are certainly one of those teams that don't put any weight.
Yeah, they don't even put it up on the big screen. They put up the OPS in Yankee Stadium now. Forget about these guys' averages.
It's ridiculous. And, you know, it's a problem for the sport. I don't mean to sound like an old man, but in 95, that great Indians offense, you know, that had Manny and Albert Bell, you know, they had seven guys with batting averages of 300 or more. Higher, you know, 300 or higher. The whole American League this year has seven guys with a batting average of 300, and it really impacts how the fans enjoy the game. There's no action, less action, certainly a lot less than there was, just people on base as a whole. And I think in the long term, it's still a problem for the sport. And, you know, to be fair to the hitters, everyone seems to throw 100 miles an hour.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results.
And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So they'd love to make more contact, but it's certainly a problem for the sport. Like, love to hear your thoughts on that.
Thanks for the call, Mike. Yeah, I agree. You know, when I'm watching the Yankees in Yankee Stadium last night, I'm like, they have no way of manufacturing runs. They have no way of putting pressure on the defense. They're hoping for walks. These umpires are trash. They're not giving you anything. You got to go and put bat to ball. You got to swing the bat. Ben Rice, Jazz, like Joe Ryan is filling up the zone. He's getting these low outside calls. He's getting those strike calls, and you know that. You got to try and swing, put the ball into play. Have a two-strike approach. Get on base, right? What the Twins did was just hit the ball. They jumped all over Yerry De Los Santos, and that was enough, right? They put pressure on the Yankees' defense. They were able to score three runs in the sixth, and they wouldn't need anything else because the Yankees weren't doing anything at the plate because they don't have enough guys that can hit for average. And what's crazy is, like, here comes Stanton. You know, Stanton's a 300 hitter for a day. Judge coming back, getting back into it. We obviously know he hits for average, but, yeah, it's not good enough, man. OPS is great and all, but you need more hitters that can slap a single through, that can just, like, a hustle single, a hustle double, you know, like Volpe had the other day. Peter's in Yonkers next on the Fan. What you thinking about, Peter? You there?
Hey, I just want to get back to that. Yeah, hey, thanks for taking the call. My apologies.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to touch up on the batting average. Like the last caller said, you know, watching these Yankees, it's become, you know, almost like the same thing, always and always. If they don't hit the long ball, they're screwed, man. And I'm born in the Bronx, diehard Yankee fan. It's hard to watch these guys. It's hard to continue to be a fan when the same thing every season goes on and on and on. I'm tired of the sluggers. Bring in the small ball guys, and we can have fun and win some games.
Yeah, we've got enough guys that hit home runs. But then people will tell you, that's how you win in the playoffs, Keith. Postseason baseball, home runs win the games. Yeah, well, you got to get there. You know, you got Austin Wells. Yeah. He's got a .206 average. Volpe, for, you know, what he's on pace to do with the homers and ribbies, he's still batting .219. Ben Rice, as much as he's been unlucky, you know, he's batting .233. There's not many guys batting over .250 in the lineup. One of them is Dominguez, and he's not in the lineup. He doesn't get an opportunity to play enough because his defense isn't good enough. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if batting average is really the, you know, the focus is that they didn't hit well enough last night. It doesn't matter who you bring out of the bullpen. Mark Leiter Jr., Luke Weaver, whoever. One run isn't going to beat anybody. And so now, let's see what they do in St. Louis. Let's see their approach. It can't just be the Bronx Bombers, home runs or nothing. And your pitching isn't good enough. You did get some good performances from Will Warren, from Carlos Rodon, and even Cam Schlittler. He didn't go deep in the game. They didn't allow him to. And I'm fine. I'm fine protecting the kid. But yeah, one solo shot from Belly, it's not good enough. Against the measly Twins, your besties, your BFFs, your pals that literally come to town for you to beat them. And man, I'm watching a game yesterday, the first inning. All the outs were made in the infield between Ben Rice and Cam Schlittler. I'm like, oh, they're swinging the bat. They want to get out of here. They want to get on the plane. This should be an easy one. Fooled me. No such thing as an easy one with Joe Ryan on the mound, because when they face elite pitching, they had 9 strikeouts. They were 0-for-6 with runners in scoring position. They left 5 on, and they go quietly into the night. Josh is in Sheepshead Bay on the Fan. Josh, what's up?
Hey, Keith, what's going on? I'm thinking about
Why can't the Yankees make a maneuver on the roster? Two things. One, why can't they make a maneuver on the roster to try to add this kid TJ Rumfield to play first base? He's an actual third baseman, .310 batting average, almost 400 at bats, .892
OPS.
They could.
They might be thinking about that. That's a name that I haven't mentioned, and I've seen people, you know, talking about him online. They could do that. It's only temporary.
Yeah, but I mean, maybe he could stick. I mean, he actually is a first baseman instead of fooling around with the lineup.
They brought up Ben Rice last year, and we were all like, Ben Rice, I don't know how fast this kid has moved from AA to AAA to the show, and look at him now. Yeah, I'm with it.
I'm a geek, so I was all into about Ben Rice. He was.
You saw his hard hit rate. You saw the numbers it was projecting. Yeah,
not even a hard hit. He looks like a hitter, you know? He's in there. He works. And number two, I don't think Boone is going anywhere. I don't think Hal is going to pay him to sit at home.
Nope.
I don't think Hedman's going anywhere. He's a family member. But what about someone else in the front office? I know BT was he gave Michael Fishman a nice a nice tongue lashing a couple of days ago, and that's another guy I've been very, very. The guy irks me. There's no way.
You hang out with him, Josh? Thanks for the call. The guy irks me. We don't ever see him. I met him once. I met him in Cashman's suite. Seemed like a nice enough guy to me. We just get mad at the players not performing, right? Is it Michael Fishman's fault that Ryan McMahon has come here with a .220 average, hasn't homered yet, has been invisible at the bottom of the order? It's not Michael Fishman's fault. But because he's the head of the analytics, and analytics are to blame for these lanes and these scripts and all these different lineups, Michael Fishman's got to get fired. No, Michael Fishman is the one in line to take over as GM when Brian Cashman bows out, if he ever bows out in, you know, 2030-something. I have no issue with Michael Fishman. He's behind the scenes. It's not his fault. He doesn't grab the bat. He doesn't throw. He's not even the manager on the field making the call. They're not firing anybody. The Mets aren't firing anybody either, as we hear. They need to fire Eric Chavez. They're not firing him. They're not firing Carlos Mendoza either. This too shall pass, they hope. And what I hope is that the Yankees just find a different way, a different approach, man. It can't just be everybody swinging for the fences. I get so frustrated watching Jazz's at-bats, man. Jazz 0-for-4 last night, 2 strikeouts. And, like, one bad strike call can take him out of the entire at-bat. One borderline call. Like, where has he been? You know, this is a guy that we got at the deadline last year. Oh, impact player. This is a guy when he came off the IL this year, we're like, look at Jazz. In his last 7 games, he's batting .160. Nobody cares about batting average, but yeah, yes, you do. Because he is trying to just hit the ball out of the ballpark so he could do his celebration. It's not good enough. When you get to the postseason, it's not good enough. That's not what's going to work. Nick is in Jersey on the fan next. Hello, Nick.
How are you, Keith?
I'm good. The Yankees can't hurt us tonight, but this is one of those mental health breaks where we talk about everything. We go through what we saw. Just as soon as they give us a little bit of hope because they hit and they pitch and the Minnesota Twins are playing for nothing, they can't sweep them. They can't complete the sweep. And the same things that have plagued them, you know, rear their ugly head again.
You know, I just have a question. When did the Yankees change the type of ball player that they thought would be the best ball players to play for them? When they had their championship teams, they didn't lead the league in home runs. They played small ball. Guys got hits with 2 outs. They used their speed. Now they use their speed a little bit, but nobody gets a base hit. If they're swinging for the fences, there is no small ball. Nobody knows how to bunt. They don't play defense.
Yeah. You know what? Recently, Nick, Eric Bolin was on the Foul Territory podcast talking about the minors, the development. You guys are going to call for Damon Oppenheimer's job next. And they're saying it's what they teach these kids about hitting the ball hard and launch angle. And, you know, the fundamentals are not there. And Clint Frazier now has a podcast where he's talking about stuff that goes on. And all these other voices have popped up, like Lance Lynn from when he was there or Jabba Chamberlain. And it seems like it's open season on, you know, the New York Yankees. Joel Sherman, he can't wait to break down, you know, what the Yankees are doing wrong and why the Yankees aren't the Yankees anymore. And a lot of people are saying that it starts from what they're doing down there in Tampa, what they're doing in, I don't know, man. And most of these guys that are on this team didn't go through the system. Trent Grisham, Cody Bellinger, Giancarlo Stanton, Jazz Chisholm, Ryan McMahon. These guys aren't homegrown Yankees, path to pinstripes.
I know the game has changed and everybody now swings to the fences, but those championship teams were based on small ball. They hit a home run once in a while, but they did the fundamentals well. They played good defense. They ran.
Yeah. As much as the game has changed, it's still the same. Thanks for the call, Nick. 888-808-1019. Another reason why I don't believe in them. Because what happens every October, folks? Man, they did that in Game 3 of the World Series against Walker Buehler. I'm in that stadium like, they're not going to give you anything. Put the ball in play. Hit the ball. Stop looking for walks. Stop looking to get ahead in the count. There is no automatic balls and strikes system yet. You can't challenge the call. And with the framing and with how, like, all of these umpires are, their strike zones are all over the place. None of them are good. Every night it's an adventure. So if I'm a major league hitter, man, I'm stepping in there, man. Anything in the zone, maybe the first pitch you take, but anything else in the zone, I got to take a hack at it or at least fight it off, right? They don't do that. They keep the bat on their shoulders so much, looking for gifts, looking for balls that get called strikes, and then they got a hissy fit about it, and they put their head back and they're looking for Boone. Now Boone's got to go, tighten up the ump, and he's getting ejected. How many times have you seen that? It's not a recipe for success. Their bats go cold every October. You know, I was just talking about performance being the thing that could change. Max Fried can turn back into Max Fried. I don't know what he's got to do. heal up the blister. Get a Senzu bean. Carlos Rodon, his last outing. There he is. That was his best outing in almost a month. From the outing he had against the Cubs that Friday night. Will Warren has been great for a young guy. They've developed him. Can't take a shot at the Yankees farm system and development with this young guy. He's been good, even Cam Schlittler. And now you're about to get Ryan Yarbrough back and Fernando Cruz back. And I think they're going to have enough pitching with this bullpen, too, and the additions of Doval and Bednar and using Devin Williams only in low leverage, using Luke Weaver for maybe four outs. Like, they're going to have enough. But you know what's going to happen? They're going to get into some type of series where they're facing, I don't know, the Toronto Blue Jays, and Chris Bassitt is just going to mow them down. And they're going to be looking for balls and walks, and it's not going to be there. And they're going to be swinging out of their shoes, trying to hit a home run. And then you got a team like the Blue Jays, especially if you got to go to their building, you know, because you watch them play. All they do is put bat to ball and beat you to first base. Are you sleeping over there? They're running full speed. They're legging it out. And then next thing you know, your pitcher's on the ropes. He's not hitting the zone. A walk, another single. They're scoring runs. Right? Vladdy got paid all this money. When we come back, I'll actually talk about Vladdy and Pete in a little bit because I do want to talk about Pete Alonso. I know these Met fans are watching the game. But, like, Vladdy got paid all his money. He's supposed to be a power hitter. He's slimmed down. He's got one more homer than Anthony Volpe. Their approach is different in Toronto. Is that Don Mattingly telling them, hey, just put the ball in play on this turf? You don't have to hit it out of the ballpark. All of you guys are athletic, and, you know, it'll come. It'll come because once there's some traffic on the base paths, these pitchers got to throw it in the zone. Then George Springer's going to mash. 888-808-1019. I got about a half hour until my first guest comes through. Keith McPherson on the Fan, BRB. All right. I was waiting. As I was waiting, Francisco Lindor just hit a solo shot to put the Mets on the board 1-0. The right center, a little bit over the reach of Michael Harris. So the Mets are winning. Better vibes when you take the lead, and let's see if they can build on it from here. Bottom of the third, two outs. But, you know, we're talking about the Yankees. Talking about where the Yankees are right now. Not completing the sweep. Not being able to string together hits. Pulling the starter in the fifth inning. Going to a guy out of the bullpen that many people wouldn't have preferred be the first guy out of the pen, and that's the game right there. I don't know, man. They're running out of time. You know, a lot of people are looking at this stretch of games between Minnesota, St. Louis, and Tampa, saying you got to go 6-2. Well, that would mean they only have one more to lose. So that means you got to take two out of three from St. Louis or sweep St. Louis and then take both in Tampa. I think it's more likely that they... I don't know. I think they lose one to Tampa And I think they go 5-3. They lose one to St. Louis. I think they can beat the St. Louis Cardinals. We'll see. I don't know. I don't know what to expect. Maybe you know. 888-808-1019. Let's talk to Mamadou in the Bronx.
Salute, Keith. Salute, man. I'm a big fan of your movement and how you work your way up, man. I've been watching. I've been following, bro.
Thank you, sir. What you got?
All right, man. I'm following on YouTube, man. I feel like you hit on some points, man. You got Jazz and Volpe. You guys batting 240, 220, 230. Jazz will be the first one to tell you I'm fast. Can't nobody throw me out. I'm this, my speed. Then why are you batting with such a low batting average? Use your best asset, get on base, create havoc. I feel like these guys don't play up to the biggest tools in their game. But that's
no, you're right. They want to be. They all want to be the hero. They all want to hit that homer.
Yeah.
They want to use the short porch. They want the fans to give them all the adulation. Mm-hmm. It's like, man, pass the baton. Get on and pass the baton.
Absolutely. It's knowing your role. Like, look at how well Judge and Soto like mesh last year with like knowing how to like I'm set up and like benefit with batting in front of Judge. I feel like now we lack a leadoff hitter that could just set the tone, get on base, like. Nowadays, with these modern baseball lines, I think that's been one of our biggest flaws as Yankees, man. With this, like, not having a leadoff hitter, not having certain things, these rosters, but boom, with the urgency. Like, nowadays, lanes, like, what about urgency? Like, okay, yeah. I get we have the lanes. I get we have guys who, like, fish, like, okay, let's be this predetermined stuff where, okay, we're going to go with this one and that and this and that. But you got to, like, be able to do that, but also watch the game and know, okay, this is a game we need. It's 1-1, sixth inning.
Right.
Bet. Let's go.
Bring out somebody that didn't pitch the day before. Bring out somebody who's been here that wasn't, you know, away from the team for so long. Like, I don't know. That little move didn't bother me until it bothered me, until it didn't work. Then it's like, all right, we could have went elsewhere, but we know you scripted that. We know that was the plan. Like, okay, let's have Santos come out.
I don't mind the script. Like, I get Boone's job. I get there's certain things that, like...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Like, and like Clint Frazier's, that podcast revealed a lot. He was spitting some facts, but he was talking about, like, what goes on behind the scenes, what Girardi, like, Clint said Girardi told him, listen, the bench coach is more of a manager. I'm just here for this and that. I was like, Clint was speaking
to Boone? Because Girardi, Clint never played for Joe Girardi. You're talking about Boone. And what he said was that Boone works
nah,
in...
Bro, he said Girardi, bro. In the video, he said Girardi pulled him. I believe it was like when he was in spring training. Like
okay, maybe when he was coming up. Maybe he was coming up.
Yeah, bro. He said he pulled him. He said that the Yankees players wanted Rob Thompson. But Rob Thompson said to... I'm not going to do much different than what Girardi did. And Clint said that's why Rob Thompson didn't get the job, because he said that he wouldn't do much different.
Yeah, he wasn't going to deviate from what they already were doing.
Clint was spitting some facts, man. He was spitting facts, and he was hinting at things that behind the scenes I think goes on with this franchise. Where I get it, analytics. But you got to be able to teach it. You got to be able to have the other side of the game and balance things out to first have the players understand this information, but also buy in. Look at Sonny Gray didn't work here. Look at Devin Williams not working here now. I get it, you're not going to hit on everybody coming to this market and coming to the team. It ain't going to be for everybody. And we do make some players better and maximize them. But then again, you got to have the information, but also know how to mesh it well with what you're doing and have another aspect of developing guys. But listen, man, Keith, I'm a big fan. I'll be listening on the YouTube channel, all right?
Appreciate it. Yeah, I think the Yankees are struggling a little bit now, combining the feel part of the game, right? Joe Torre was just here for Old Timers Day talking about how much feel there is in the game, and that's why he doesn't like analytics. I think the Yankees are not able to find a happy medium between veering off script, feeling out the game, and that's where they get into trouble. And also, the guy's got to perform, man. You know, what you just said about players coming here, that's a tough part of the equation, too. How do you look at a guy in Milwaukee and know whether he's going to be able to handle the Bronx? How do you look at a guy in Pittsburgh like David Bednar and know that he's going to come here and be a dog and want the ball and be able to handle it? It's a tough part of the equation to really put your finger on and say yes or no until you find out. And Sonny Gray is a guy that he's a great pitcher still. It didn't work with Larry Rothschild, and he got on the podcast with Ryan Rucco and CC Sabathia. The Yankees wouldn't let him throw the pitches that he wanted. Look at Devin Williams. Devin Williams had his little bit of success when he started calling his own games. I don't know, man. They got to play better. They got to make better decisions. But ultimately, I don't believe that, you know, even if they do figure it out, I don't think they have it. You know, you even talked about, and we got to go to a break here, but you even talked about the leadoff hitter, right? Not having a true leadoff hitter. Well, Goldie has led off games for you. You don't have that option now. So it's Trent Grisham every day, huh? I guess. 888-808-1019. Let's go to Marco Belletti with the update. We'll hit that right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.